Manila Transportation. Manila Transportation takes you not only to the major thoroughfares of the city but also to anywhere in the country. Land, air, or sea, one would surely find a mode of transportation that would take them to their target destination. Here we will look at the various transportation options that are available in Manila. As one of the major cities in the Philippines, Manila has several modes of transportation to boast of. One of the most popular public transportation in the city is the jeepney. Used since after the post-World War II years, jeepneys showcase the artistry and creativity of Filipinos. The minimum fare is P7.00 for the first 4 kilometers and an additional 50 centavos for the succeeding kilometers. Taxi cabs are also regular fixtures in Manila transportation. This mode of transport has two kinds, the regular metered cab and FX taxis. The former will take you anywhere in the city while the latter has a limited route just like buses and jeepneys. Aside from that, regular cabs have a flag down rate of 25 pesos while FX cabs have a minimum fare of 30 pesos and can take up to 12 passengers, including the driver. If you are looking for a really quick means to get to your destination, the light rail transit, LRT, and the metro rail transit, MRT, is the best option. The LRT plies 2 routes, Monumento to Bacloran and Divisoria to Cainta. The MRT, on the other hand, traverses EDSA from North Avenue to Taft Avenue, bypassing 2 important commercial centers in Ortigas and Ayala Avenue. The trains are suspended 20 to 25 feet above the major roads, ensuring a traffic-free trip. However, things could get messy during the rush hours. In some districts in Manila, one could still see horse-drawn carts plying the interiors of the city. In the old city of Intramuros, for instance, calesses can take passengers to a trip to some of the country's historical places for a minimum of P100. Another mode of transportation used in traveling to inner roads or streets is the tricycle, a motorcycle with sidecar capable of carrying up to 3 passengers. A 4th passenger can sit in the driver's seat. Aside from public modes of transport, Manila Transportation likewise offers air and sea options going to other cities and provinces. The Ninoy Aquino International Airport serves as the main entry and exit point going to domestic as well as international locations. The North and South Harbor provides maritime transportation to other parts of the archipelago. Manila Transportation is very convenient with all these options available at your disposal.